Welcome to Pharma Pulse, a pharmaceutical commerce podcast where we bring you the latest insights shaping patient access, supply chain logistics, data and tech, and healthcare innovation. I'm your host, and today we're discussing leadership changes at the CDC, ongoing challenges with physician mental health, and a major investment in U.S. biomanufacturing. The former director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has claimed she was fired because she refused to replace evidence with ideology. Her comments highlight growing political tension over public health leadership and the role of science in policymaking. The controversy underscores how public trust in health agencies remains a central issue in navigating future health crises. In other news, a new survey emphasizes that physician well-being and mental health remain critical concerns across the healthcare system. High levels of burnout, depression, and stress are affecting providers' ability to deliver quality care, with ripple effects on patient safety and workforce stability. Experts stress the need for systemic solutions, including better support resources and organizational changes to address these long-standing challenges. Lastly, Eli Lilly has announced a $5 billion investment to build a new manufacturing facility in Virginia. The plant will expand capacity for biologics and support the company's fast-growing pipeline. The move reflects ongoing efforts to strengthen U.S.-based production and secure supply chains amid rising demand for innovative therapies. From questions of evidence in public health leadership to physician well-being and historic investments in U.S. manufacturing, these stories reflect the pressures and opportunities shaping healthcare today. That's it for this episode of Pharma Pulse. For more insights on trends transforming pharmaceutical access and care delivery, visit pharmaceuticalcommerce.com. Thanks for listening. Until next time, stay well and stay informed.